Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, Kingdom citizens. It's another day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Well, welcome to Let's Talk Kingdom with Katrina. So glad you tuned in with us today. Sorry about Monday. Had a little issue going on, and we just could not get on the air for whatever reason. And so we are going to be rescheduling Hope at a later date, and we really, really want you guys to tune in to hear her powerful testimony and some of the great things that she is doing in the kingdom of God. I hope you had a blessed day. You know what? Sometimes it does not matter what we may be going through. Just the thought that we woke up this morning was enough to thank God for. Can I get an amen on that? Amen. Oh, I'm feeling really, really blessed today, and I just thank God that you guys took the time to tune in to the show today. We are going to have another great guest on Friday, and we can't wait for you guys to tune in and to hear this great guest that we've got coming on tonight as well. Our guest tonight is going to be Christian L. Williams, and I'm going to read a little bit of his bio before we bring Christian on. Kingdom United Music, a group recording artist, Christian L. Williams was born in Christian at North Shore Elementary. His chorus teacher, Miss Diane McGee, discovered Christian's gift of singing. Wow, that's a phenomenal thing. And it spilled over until high school, and then later on he was given the opportunity to sing under Dr. Augustus Pearson, which is the director at FAMU University. And I'm just so excited about having Christian on. He is a phenomenal young man, anointed. I had the wonderful opportunity to be a part of a event in South Carolina where we were doing a fundraising event for those people that were affected by the floods down there last year, and just was so taken by his spirit and his love for God and worship. So without further ado, we're going to bring on Christian L. Williams. Christian, are you on the line with us tonight?
Yes, I am. Praise the Lord. I am so excited to be here. If you hear wind, I'm outside, just getting off work and everything. But I'm so excited to be here. Good. I'm talking to you again, my sister.
Well, thank you. We're so glad that you were able to tune in, get your schedule, because I know your calendar is getting really busy. I've been keeping up with you on Facebook and Twitter, and so you got a lot going on, man, a lot going on for the kingdom of God, and
yes,
we're just so excited to have you.
Amen. Yes, it is busy, but I just give God the praise. Just doing his work is the awesome thing. Is going out ministering and preaching. That is important to me. And, that's what I'm excited about right now going forward.
Well, we are excited for you as well. Now, I read just a little bit of basic stuff about you, and my production assistant, she sent me some additional information as well. But I want you to tell our listening audience about Christian. Our show is very laid back. I really kind of just feed off of, you know, our guests. And, you know, we give you the opportunity to share what's on your heart, some of the things you're doing, you know, in the kingdom,
okay.
you know, some a testimony, whatever it is that God places on your heart. But give our listening audience just a little background about you and about what God is doing.
Well, about me, a little bit about me, born and raised in Jacksonville, Florida. Ever since I was a child, I was brought up into church. And sometimes you have those prodigal son moments in your life when you grew up in the church and then you strayed away. And that was one of the things was important to me, but I knew the word. And my grandfather was an instrumental part in my life because he was a praying man. He loved God. He was praying for all of us. But I stuck close to my grandfather because my grandfather knew the word. And my mother, she was a praying woman too, and my grandmother as well. But something about my grandfather, because he was so bold, he was unashamed of the gospel. He was literally like, that's my, you know, he's my father. Go to my father for any and everything. And with that, showed me even the power of prayer, because God can change anybody. And in the times of trouble, when I was going through things in my life, I always kept coming back to Christ. And finally, it just hit me, you know, being in and out of trouble. And I said, enough is enough. And, you know, some of the things in the bio, what you were saying about my conscience, she was a God-fearing woman. But she knew that I had something inside of me, even just beyond a gift. She said, there's a ministry inside. She told me ever since I was young, there was a ministry. Mm-hmm. You know how when we're young, we don't really, she don't know what she's talking about. But in honesty, mm-hmm. she saw it in me. She saw it in me. And I just really like, okay, well, you know, oh, well, you know. But when the time came, for, you know, for Christ to change my life. And that's one of the moments that I always could tell people, you'll know when it's time to change, when you get fed up with everything and you know that there's no other choice but God, And so when I figured it out and I was like, you know, God, I give everything to you. And ever since then, I've been on fire for God. It's like when you see everything that's going on in the world today, you have no other choice but to hang on to God. I don't know what everybody else is, you know, the world sits here and they say, you know, they worry about this, they worry about that. The main thing we should worry about is what God is getting ready to do. The main thing we should be doing is saving souls. The main thing that we should be doing is out there and teaching the gospel. That's what wants us to do. And it's been amazing to me, you know, to see where God is leading me, you know, because you'll be in this place like, well, God, I'm ready to do whatever you want me to do. And are we really ready to do what God wants us to do? You know what I'm saying? Because we'll say that quick, but you know, but if God said go west, are we going to go west? You know, or if he tells us to go total different down the street to a neighbor that we had an alt against, our thing is, are we going to do it? You know, and that's the thing.
Yes.
But God has, he is amazing to things that I have faced, people who have talked about me, people who have written me off, people who said all kind of stuff about me. God has put me back in the place of those people to minister to those people and to tell them about Jesus Christ. And that right there, oh, God, that showed me a lot. But even more, and I tell people this testimony a lot, Katrina, and this is something very personal to me, because 3 years ago, I was healthy, had a physical 2 weeks prior before Bible study, and when I went to Bible study, I was gaining weight instantly, you know, sweating and doing praise and worship, and I'm just kept doing, just wanted to just give God my all. And even that same night before I was getting doing praise and worship, one of the intercessors' husband, he never went to church there. He came there for the first time to come see Bible study. And in that moment, you know, he told me, he said, your season is up here at this church. God wants you to go out, you know, and take this ministry out into to the nation. I was like, oh, you know, I've been hearing this for years. Never, ever took heed to that. And on that day, I got sick. My cousin was there. He's like, we need to take you to the hospital. And I'm like, I know. I kept feeling pain down in my stomach. And I was like, God, I don't know what this is. Let me go to the hospital. So I went to the hospital. And when I went to the hospital, I was like, oh, they're going to give me pain pills. They're going to give me medicine. I'm going to be all right. It's nothing. The doctor came and told me, he said, we got to get you prepped for emergency surgery. And I was like, what? Emergency who?
Wow.
He's like, emergency surgery. He said, you have a lot of fluid over your heart. And if, and if you waited one more day, you would not be here. And I was sitting up in the bed just crying out to God, God, I'm doing your ministry. I'm doing your will. God, I don't know what is going on. I was healthy 2 weeks ago. What is it, God? What is it? And I couldn't figure it out. When I got from out of the surgery, and they put me in this room, me and my cousin was in the room, and this lady came in, and she woke me up, and she said, young man, she said, God has a plan for you. And she said, the reason why you are here, and you don't even understand it, the reason why you're here, because you was not listening to God. And I was like, what? And I said, wait a minute. And she said, God wants you to go out into the nation and to spread his gospel. God needs you. And I'm sitting up here like, wait a minute, hold on, I don't understand it. And she broke it down. She said, you may not understand it, but when you get ready to go on this journey, God is going to show you what he wants from you. And literally ever since then, I have been going, doing the ministry of Christ. But when that lady left out of the room, I asked the nurse. When the nurse came in, I said, who is that lady? It's like a volunteer. She said, we've been watching your room the whole time. There was no one coming in and out your room. I said, who? No. Yeah. And I said, are you serious? She said, and I said, that got to be a volunteer. She said, the volunteers come in from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. This is 6 p.m. There's no volunteers there. And I knew from that point that was God. He sent a word to me, someone to tell me that, I need to be on my job and to doing what he says to do. And sometimes we try to do what we want to do, but we don't want to do what God wants us to do. And that right there taught me a valuable lesson, to listen to God and obey him.
Amen. Oh, my God, that is so powerful. And I'm telling you, once you, and I know you can attest to this, once you release and finally say, okay, God, I've heard you and I'm ready, it's not going to be easy. There are going to be some moments where, and I want you to talk to, because we tape our show. So, of course, we're going to have people that are going to be listening, to it later on. And no telling who, God may drop, in on this particular conversation. So I love for my guests to be transparent, because even though you are saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost, there are moments of trials. And talk about that, even at that point, once you got up out of that bed and then start, doing your due diligence when it came to, being obedient to God and following, what he told you to do and what you're mandated to do. Talk about that still in those moments, those in-between moments when there are issues and struggles.
Let me tell you, it was an issue. I'm going to tell you the biggest issue. The biggest issue when I got the urgency to get well, and I got well quick. And that was amazing. The recovery was quick, because most doctors said the recovery from 6 to a year is that recovery mode. I got recovered in 3 months' time. That tells you right there, that's God. But the issues were the doubts. I got fearful of what God was trying to say. I was like, well, I don't know for sure. And leaving the church that I, helped, with my brother's ministry, helping his ministry evolve into the worship ministry and everything. And that was a fear for me, because I was afraid. And sometimes we get afraid when God tells us to do this, and we're like, oh, God, is it you and everything? But the thing that I tell people now, when you get that fear, you have to turn that fear into faith, and trust God with everything, because that fear, you can translate that over to faith. Because one thing about it, if God, and this is something, Katrina, that got me. If God can take care of the birds and feed the birds, what you think he's going to do with us?
Amen.
And that's something I had to remind myself of. I'm like, well, God, if we really say we trust God, that's the thing, because I got so many people like, oh, you don't know if that was God, you don't know this and that. And there were moments that I struggled with that. But then God had to remind me, and oh, God, every time I think I just give God praise, God came back in and told me, Katrina, he said, do you trust me? And I was like, wait a minute, God. You know, and it was still a test. And I was like, yes, God, but there's that doubt. God said, no, do you trust me? And I had to give up and say yes. You know, I gave up that fear. And I said, God, I'm going to trust you because you know what? You have been walking with me for all these years. I could have died a long time ago. I carjacked everything. I look back at everything in my life and I said, you know what? He has kept me. He has kept those promises, you know, to me. So I'm going to trust him in this ministry moments. Yes, when you go through these journeys in the ministry moments, you got to go to the word for your strength.
Yes.
You can't rely on any and everybody. You can't rely on pastor or this or deacon or everything. You go to the one that basically who says, I am with you. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. That is the one that will take you all the way through your journeys. It may be some upset. It may be some downs, because the starting point of getting back on my feet, getting back into the worship, the ministry and the worship aspect of it, it was fearful. And some were disappointed. But God told me, he said, he kept telling me, he said, do you trust me? And I said, yes, God, I trust you. And even in the moments, the good and the bad, God was with me. God was with me every step of the way, because I was like, God, they won't accept me. And I said, they probably won't accept me, God, because I'm not like this. I'm not this. God said, who do you serve?
Woo,
because you get in those places and you get in that moment, I'm not better than this person. I may not sing better than that person, but you got to understand, you may have the gift, but if you don't have the anointing, that don't mean nothing.
Yes.
And people fail to realize that they have to get this in their spirit, because if you do not have the anointing, you are just a gifted person, and that's just what you are. But without the anointing, it makes the difference. The anointing makes the difference. The anointing makes the difference. And that's the thing that I tell people all the time, Katrina, is just you got to know who you're serving, because God can open up the doors, not man.
Yes. Amen.
God opens up the doors for your ministry, because that's what he said. We must, he tells us that we, the Father seeketh those who worship him in spirit and in truth. And everybody used that scripture loosely. Everybody used the scripture loosely, but look what Jesus told the Samaritan woman. He told that woman, they worship in the mountains. But Jesus, Jesus was like, I don't know who y'all worshiping. Because the Father seeketh true worshipers that worship him in spirit and in truth. That means God is a spirit. The word is the truth. And if you're living the word of God, and you must have the Holy Spirit. Without the Holy Spirit, there is no impact.
Amen. I love it. All right now, preacher. I love it. Oh, my God. Oh, wow. And so let me ask you this question, because I know, like I said, I got the opportunity to meet you, you know, through Praise Factor. And I know for myself, and I don't know how long you've been singing, but I've been singing for a good little minute here. And until I have the opportunity to really connect and be a part of that, then that has, you know, opened up, you know, other doors. Being associated with that and having the opportunity to win, you know, in your category, and then I know there's a couple of tours that are coming up with that as well. And we're going to go back and talk about what you've got going on too with Jonathan and Tammy. But kind of talk about that. How has that impacted your life as well?
Oh, wow. Praise Factor. I was supposed to have been in Praise Factor 2 years ago, and I didn't do it. I regretted doing it, and I was like, okay, Lord, whenever the perfect time is, you know, let's do it. So last year was the timing, and when I got into Praise Factor, it was a new experience, a lot of connections. Praise Factor has done a great bit. You know, Pastor T, she is a phenomenal woman that basically wants to push the inspired artists out to give them encouragement to open up and broaden up different doors for everyone. And I commend her for that. And that winning experience, being in the contemporary solo category with Michael Edmonds, and also doing in the top four, I won the MVP, that was a great experience for me. And ever since then, it's been an open door. It's been an open door for me. A lot of things that we're getting ready to do with Praise Factor, I'm going to miss Bahamas. I wish I could. But at the same time, God still opened up doors. But the tour is getting ready to come up, in the summer. I'm ready for it. And it's a Praise Factor is a great platform to be a part of. It gets the people involved, your fans, your family, your friends to vote. But also, it's an experience like none other. It is a very great experience. And just like you said, we've been saying it for years. I saw it for like 15. I'm telling it now. But for 15 years, I was always in the church singing and everything. And now being on a solo career for 3 years, I thank God, for the opportunity that Praise Factor has opened up doors for me. And it's a blessing all the way around the board.
Amen. Amen. I love it. I love it. Now, this thing that, you've got going on with Tammy and Jonathan, Spirit and Truth Tour, talk about that. How did that get through?
Let me tell you, God works things out just for his will and his perfect will for his plan. The Spirit of Truth Tour got birthed. We were sitting around talking on the phone one day. We was like, we should do something, but we never got in the footing of it. But when we sat around, we met for dinner, and we was like, okay, what are we going to do? We're going to do an event, whatever, whatever. So we prayed about it, and Margo was writing something down. And I was like, what are you writing? And Margo Blanche, she was Jonathan Vincent's mom. She's writing something down. She said, Spirit and Truth. I said, what? Because we were talking about the scripture, John chapter 4, 24, I think 23, 24, 25. Right after the scripture about God looks for worshipers that worship the Spirit and Truth. And that's where it came from, Spirit and Truth. And it was like, yes, yes. And it was, literally we was praying and praying. And so we got everything together because, you got two worshipers, different dynamics. Mm-hmm. Tammy Smith is awesome worshiper. I'm talking about awesome. Yes. You've seen her yourself in South Carolina. Anointed and will take you up, take you there. Jonathan, 14 years old, minister. Let me tell you something. For somebody to be 14 years old and ministering the gospel harder than some of the preachers that we know and speaking truth, that tells us right there that God, he is being blessed and anointed, and so many doors are opening for him. And I thank God for him just to hear a young person that is doing the will of God. And we see so many young people that we praying for that they need to follow in the footsteps of God, because our young people are dying. And we have to, minister the gospel to our children, pray for our youth, because our youth are going in the wrong direction. But this is a now time. This is a now time that we need to start gathering up the youth and our young people and telling them about Jesus Christ, because some don't know Jesus. And the Spirit and Truth tour, it starts this Saturday in Tampa, Florida. And we got other dates coming up. I can't name all of them. I don't know. I know it's one in Jacksonville on the 20th, and the other one is in Lake City in April. So we're looking for more dates, more cities to invite us to come. This is going to be a phenomenal worship experience. So we are excited about the Spirit and Truth Tour. Very excited. And we're ready to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Oh, amen. Now, Kingdom citizens, those that are listening that have connections in various cities, Christian, tell them how they can connect and possibly get you guys scheduled to come to their city or their church.
Okay. The Spirit and Truth Tour is going to be held in Tampa, Florida, the first one on March 12th. How to get in contact with the tour is through Margo Valencia. Her, let me make sure I'm getting it right. her tour, her number, it is, I'm bad with this, 904-386-5425, or Facebook, Jonathan Valencia. She controls Jonathan Valencia's Facebook, so you can inbox her and inquire about the tour as well. Again, the number for her, Margo Valencia, 904-386-5425, and Facebook, Jonathan Valencia, And you can inbox her via inbox on the tour to come to your city as well.
Amen. I love it. I love it. And see, that's when you start walking in obedience. That like you said, doors start opening and then things start happening. When did you? Because I mean, all of us. I know God gives all of us different gifts, especially when it comes to singing. Because I'm a worshiper at heart. And
yes.
When did you realize that work? That's where you were destined to be. That you were. You know, that's where your niche was. Was it
wow.
early on before you even started, you know, being a part of your cousin or your brother's church? I mean, when did God speak to you and say, Christian, this is where I want?
Wow. Here it is. When I grew up in another church, before I got in my brother's church, where my old pastor, Nathaniel Roberts, he knew it. I didn't. I was singing in the choir. You know, you just join a choir and do it. And I was just in the choir, just singing in the choir and not knowing the truth, you know. And when I grew up, teenager, still didn't know it. I was just singing in the choir. And then there's the thing about, you know, young people not knowing the true word, because he kept telling us, it's good that you're in the choir, but you need to know the word. You need to know how to worship it, because God has a requirement for us to worship him, you know, and I didn't know it. I didn't. So I was just singing in the choir, and that's what goes on now, because a lot of people are just singing in praise things, singing in choirs, and don't know the fundamentals of worship. And when my pastor passed, God sent me to my brother's church. And my brother was the one, literally. I found out, and this is crazy. I found out, it's not crazy, but this is how you know. But I found out how to worship God when I got to my brother's church. And I knew then, when I was like 24, 25, I knew then how to worship God. Because a lot of people don't know how to worship God. Because they just think, we got a gift. We can sing. Patti LaBelle got a gift, but that don't mean she's worshiping God. You know, she's not saved. She's not tapped in to him. You know, and you have to be able to tap in and have that connection with him. If you don't have no connection with him, then you are nowhere near where you say you are. Because everybody could say, oh, I'm a worshiper. Do you know what that really means? And there's a lot of sacrifice into this worship. You know, because you're on the front line. You are very much on the front line. When you're getting up before the people, that the pastor puts you on before him, there's a reason why, because he trusts your anointing. He trusts your worship to usher the people into worship, because that's the thing. People fail to realize you have to consecrate yourself. You have to make sacrifices. You have to lay on your face a little bit long, fast and pray even day and night. You just can't get up there and just sing and not have a prayer life and a worship lifestyle. You can't get up there. So that's what I knew, and I started laying down on my face before God. I never done these things, never experienced these things, and then just to have that encounter with him and have that personal relationship with him, that that's something that I never experienced. And when I start experiencing those things, that's when God makes you sensitive to the tricks of the enemy. Lord, heaven, Lord Jesus, it'll take you to a place where no one else can go. And you won't see no one else in there. It's just you and God. It's just you and God. Come on now, because you know.
Look, you about to make me drop off there now. Don't you better cut it out, Dad. Cut it out. Oh, Jesus. Trust me.
But you have to tap in. You have to tap in, and you got to know how to tap in. You have to know how to tap in, because, you and I to say we ever saw it, because we see it every time when people get up and there's no impact. You know, there's no impact in the people. I'm not trying to please the people in my gift. I'm going to say this, and I say this to everybody. My brother said this in a sermon. I always use it because he's telling the truth. If you do not have the Holy Spirit, there's no impact. You must have the Holy Spirit, because you got to realize when the disciples were with Jesus, they were with Jesus. They were scared. They was afraid. When Jesus told them to go back to Jerusalem and wait for the promise, and when the Holy Spirit fell upon them, they began to get bold. They was not afraid. They was preaching the gospel. And Peter's first message, this is impact. He preached the first message, and 3,000 souls were saved daily. You can't tell me that ain't impact. And we have to start embodying the Holy Spirit in our lifestyle to have impact. That's with worship. That's with ministry. That's with everything. We must have the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen. Woo, Kingdom Citizens. Oh, my God. I don't know about you, but I just got a deposit in right there. Well, we are up out of time. We are up on our 7 o'clock hour. Christian, I want to thank you so much for stopping by and sharing your heart with my listeners and the Kingdom Citizens that, you know, that take their time out to listen to, you know, the guests that come on the show, you know, during the week. We always ask, or I always ask, Mike, yes, if they would close us out with a word of prayer, and I would be so honored if you would do that for us tonight.
Amen. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, God, for waking us up this morning, God, touching us with your finger of love. And God, I just thank you right now for this interview, that God, that you were in it, God. I thank you, God, for just being in the midst right now. And whoever is listening right now, God, I ask you to touch their lives, God, touch their homes, their families, God. Someone's going through something right now, but God, I ask you to fix it right now. Someone may be sick right now. God, I ask you to heal them right now. Someone's going through some depression right now. God, I ask you to come in and comfort them right now. Someone may have lost a loved one, God. You send your comforting angels around them, God. And somebody may be going through a financial disarray, but God, you send the blessing right now, God. And God, I ask you even the more for every artist to tap into that worship, God, to tap into you, to have that personal relationship. Man cannot open up the door for them. Only you can. And God, right now, I ask for you a special blessing, God, for my sister Katrina, God, that you bless her, her ministry, her radio ministry, God, that it will open up, her doors will be open up to more listeners, God, even around the nation, God. We claim it and receive it right now, that God, that her ministry will be propelled by you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, and keep her before you and have her face towards you, because God, you the only one can do it in her life, God. And I, God, we thank you and give you the praise, the honor, and the glory that you so rightfully deserve. In Jesus' holy name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Well, Kingdom Citizens, we done got tapped into the Spirit. We love you guys. Christian, thank you so much. And man, we'll be following you. Stay connected, man. We love you.
We love you too. Thank you.